graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
There's no limits to the simplexes in this city. Now we're always smoking bombs like it's corn 20. We get high as though we're hot and talk wrestling stuff. And it's hosted by Jim Vicious, Tyler Fudge.
Life holds nothing for us beyond our time in here. Oh, don't you dare turn your back on me. Oh, I think you got me pegged as the wrong man. Oh, I think you got me pegged. And so the story goes.
Downloading episode 175 of Suplex City Limits for August 18th, 2018. I take the competition out of commission with my composition. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and I liked him better back when he was lighter. My co-host.
25 pounds down, 25 pounds up. I don't fucking know. I'm no rapper. I've tried to rap. I suck. I'm too white. I have no flow, no soul, no nothing. I'm Tyler Fudge. Lighter.
It is. I mean, who's the, I guess Drake's Canadian. I don't like Drake. I think he's shitty. But
you mean Wheels?
Wheels, yeah. Right. Not a lot of Canadian rappers, man. Like him and Snow.
Or Snow, what? Yes. You can't forget Infam. You know, I got somebody that I can blame. A licky boom boom dance. See? Every white guy could do that.
My apologies, everybody, for that. Suplex City Limits, available for listening where fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. You can follow Tyler at The Federation. If you like the show, consider supporting us by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. Or you can donate on our Patreon. Get yourself a shout out of the show as a producer. Like our friends Caleb Morganfield, The Mizcast, Casey, Infamous Chris Savage, B-Rad Brad, Kickass Keith Martin, The Maniac Michael Thomas, The Rice-A-Roni Jabroni Tyloni, Insane Ian Jackson, Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz, A Boys Wrestling Suit Podcast, much love to them, and God damn it, this fucking guy. I'm going with Max's Garage. No, I'm just going Max's Garage. You need to edit your shit, sir.
Now he'll no longer be a patron. He'll leave because he's not getting the true shout out of when the orgy that's going on.
If we're advertising this intergender, interracial gangbang or whatever the fuck, when is it? Let's find out. Let's go.
And where is our cut?
I want to go, don't you?
Of course. And if we're advertising it, we need to be reimbursed.
Yeah. I'm into the interracial shit, not the intergender, really. I mean, if that's your bag, go for it. I don't want to partake in that personally.
You don't want to partake in intergender?
Oh, wait. I was like intragender.
I don't want any so intragender. So you're going in there and you're like, I want to try dick for the first time.
I'm only going if there's fucking dudes there.
Yeah. I just want to get my dick sucking on.
It's the shittiest gangbang I've ever been to. Look at all these women around. Spoken like a true wrestling fan. This week on Suplex City Limits, the pot smokingest wrestling pod on the internet, the podcast of the immortals. I've got a million other tags. I'll spare you. We're previewing SummerSlam. Got TakeOver preview. Recapping some G1, the top three. A new induction into the Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame. Got all kinds of shit.
Yeah, we got it jam-packed up in your ass.
Jam-packed.
And right we're going to put three more things up in that ass.
Blaze that shit up. And let's start it off this week with the top three.
Suplex City Limits.
Top three!
Suplex Suplex City Limits top three, our top three matches of the week. Send it over to Tyler. Take us through it.
Well, our first top three, our first match in the Suplex City Limits top three. There you go. Got it out.
Five and a half star podcast. Meltzer-rated. Yep.
Meltzer-rated because we're lighter.
We should distance ourselves from him.
But we're lighter, just, Jim.
Sure, it's horrible comments this week. More on that later. Time for the top three?
Yes. Tanahashi and Ibushi from the G1 Climax Finals was absolutely fabulous, in my opinion. The palm strikes that they did on each other?
Yeah. Man.
That just seemed like it topped it all off. That made what was already a fantastic match just even more better because you got to see two grown men just beat the living piss out of each other for a second.
Yeah, dude. Colossal slap exchanges, palm strike exchanges. Very beautiful. Fucking awesome.
It was a thing of beauty. And Jim, I don't want to be that guy, but I always turn into that guy. But what did I say about Tanahashi went into the G1? I said it was highly possible. And here we go. It was all a guess, but I mean.
Well, when it came down to him and Ibushi, it was pretty, apparent that it was not going to be Ibushi.
No.
Due to the contract situation. So I'll take Tanahashi. Crowd is happy with it. I was happy with it. That was an awesome match. His third G1 victory. So I'm ready for a Tanahashi Omega main event match. That'll be cool.
We haven't gotten that yet, and that would be fucking fantastic, I think.
If we get there, which I assume we will.
I assume we will too, but he's putting the briefcase up against Okada.
Right.
So I think he is anyways at some point in time in the fall. And you could use that one way to get Okada back in the main event, which we don't really need right now. Or you can tell a longer story of Okada having to take another way there because he's dropped Gato and now he goes to face Tanahashi and he loses to Tanahashi because, he don't have Gato, right? So
yeah. Well, he's replaced Gato with a balloon, so.
Yeah. he's Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Right. Exactly. That was a really good match, though. It's fucking awesome. I think next for Omega is Ishii, so.
Is it? Yeah. Because we need to see Omega bust his lip open again. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah,
that match was fantastic too. Oh yeah, the match they had in the G1 was a great match, but it was in the middle of the G1. You're not going to go balls to the wall. You're gonna do what you got to do, but you're not gonna go all out. But here, if he goes to, I think it's Kings of Pro Wrestling, or Kings of Wrestling, not Claudio Castagnoli and Chris Hero. But they're going to go more, hand on each other there for sure.
Do you feel like Ishii was the VIP of, or the MVP, excuse me, VIP, LMNOP, man? We've been smoking already today over here. Yes. You know how we do.
Uncle Andy, what's up?
Yeah, you got some Uncle Andy. That's a weird name for him.
I do. He touches, that's for sure.
Yeah, this Uncle Andy doesn't try to touch my penis.
And by so Andy, I do mean Andy Anderson.
Yeah. You feel like he was the MVP of the whole thing? He had awesome matches like all the way through. I don't know. He's kind of my MVP.
There's not a whole lot of people that you can really say had as good of a tournament. Sure, Omega had a great tournament. Naito had a great tournament. But Ishii had great matches every night, I feel. Every single night.
Yeah, really good shit. What else we got in the top three?
Well, let's stick with the G1, and we had the six-man tag between Rey Mysterio, Kushida, and pro wrestler Sengoku Inbu.
I have no idea.
They took on Katsuhiro Okada, Sho, and Yo, with Rocky Romero watching from ringside at the announce table. Which added a nice element to the match, in my opinion.
Yeah, that was good. Right?
Jim, you're gone. You disappeared.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay.
I sometimes like I fuck around. I always my hand on the mute button. 5.5 star podcast,
Can you imagine if I just let you go and go and go without saying anything?
I would have noticed eventually because I'd have made a joke and you wouldn't have laughed. And I'm like, fuck. No selling, motherfucker. Yeah, like, it was a good match. Mysterio, kind of a weird spot to use him, I guess. You throw him in a six man, it's a fucking breeze for him to get through.
Yeah, it's kind of like he's saving his body for a run of some sorts.
Dude, we've been talking about that WWE shit forever. It still hasn't happened.
And he's going to be at All In.
Yeah.
So
we'll see, man.
In a match with Bandito and Rey Fénix, the Young Bucks, and Ibushi, yeah. That's going to be fucking amazing.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a good match. And our final match on the top three.
The Reptile Tribe, which is Jeremiah Snake.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, Jeremiah Snake.
So,
yeah.
Like, did he go through, like, some sort of metamorphosis from a crane to a snake?
Well, yeah, they remember somehow? He was killed, and she fucking brought him back to life as a fucking snake.
Yeah. Well, yes, but I was wondering if, like, are there a species, are swans or cranes and reptiles related?
No.
Or are you too stoned for this? Because I know I probably am.
Well, one's a fucking lizard, and one's a fucking bird. So.
Well, yes, but dinosaurs, they say they're related to birds. They're lizards, aren't they?
I guess, man. I guess.
And isn't one of them the
you just one keep that, waiting. You're just like, I'm like, how far out in this water is he going to go?
Vibora was a dinosaur? Yes.
He was I guess he was a Luchasaurus. Yes.
Luchasaurus? So maybe.
Were you smoking when you watched the show? You like, you really fucking in depth thinking about it.
Hey man, you know this is the one show of wrestling that I watch in a week where I do think really in depth in it because the storylines are so fucking far off that I can just fucking dive deeper down a rabbit hole because goddamn, some guy is actually diving down a rabbit hole. So
yeah, there is a guy. There's something inside of the rabbit hole here. yeah, and dog guy. This I really enjoyed that snake spot that they did.
The human set his teeth. Like, yeah,
a chain of submissions, and then it gets reversed, which I thought was awesome.
That was fun. It was great. Yeah. Mac coming out the victor in that. The chubby guy. Mac won one for the fat guys.
Jeremiah Snake and Cobra Moon had more like excellent double team shit than I've seen on WWE TV in a long time. Like there was tons of awesome double team shit here.
They worked really well together for what I think is probably one of the first times they've ever worked together.
I have no idea. They must have done something because they were doing tons of double team stuff. That was really great. Really creative stuff too.
Yeah, no, it was lots of shit. Thunder wrote her. What's her name? What's her name on this?
Thunder Rosa.
Yeah, but what's her name on? I can't remember her name.
Cobra Moon.
Cobra Moon. That's right. She's got a pretty sweet Hurricane Rana.
Yeah, she's not bad.
No, she's gotten a lot better.
Reptiles take the win. Havoc is pinned, and afterward they kind of tease the kill shot and Havoc issues for later. But we'll come back to Lucha Underground. Let's move from here. Let's get into the news of the week.
This week in the news, there's a new swear word in the wrestling world. Do not say lighter. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to you. Let's just talk about it. I don't want to talk about it, but I guess we have to talk about it.
Yes, because God forbid we say something wrong in this situation.
You know, I had listened to that show previous to this whole thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't even bat an eye at that.
See, there was at one point in time, the only thing that got me in it was Alvarez's reaction, which was nothing. He basically said nothing for like 5 minutes, and just as soon as he came back was right to the show. I was like, oh, yeah. I see. And then like 3 days later, Backlash.
Dude, it's so ridiculous. And it's just one fucking clown. One clown who's listening goes, oh, I'm going to go on Twitter and tag people and clip a little piece of this thing.
Yeah.
And so it was one asshole started this whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
How sad is that you can do that now? Some no-name piece of shit. Fucking do nothing. It just pissed me off, man. He didn't say anything. If it would be like, if he said, oh, she's a fat bitch, then fine. Okay. He said she's a fat bitch, but he didn't. He was talking, he's trying to dance around talking about the comically large fake tits she strapped on herself.
Yes. That is exactly what it was. He basically said he liked her when she was lighter, aka her titties.
Yeah. And he would mention too her transformation, because she did, like, they get all kinds of plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these chicks don't even look like themselves. Did you see that side by side of Carmella that was floating around this week?
I did. But I will say, shit, I like her better now. I might be on the other side of this, but I do like her better now.
She looks like a fucking alien, dude.
Hey, man, I don't know. There's something. I'm better with her now than back then. That's me. Anyways. But
it's, the difference is crazy.
Oh, it is a crazy difference. You can tell there's lifts and tucks. And
so her response to is like, what do you think I shouldn't eat? Like, obviously it's not about that, dude. Like, anyone who listens to that, if you can't comprehend what the fuck is going on, then you're an idiot. I'm sorry. I'm sure people listening to this disagreed. They, you know, maybe some people were offended. Probably not. Our people who listen to our show are fucking savages.
This is what I'll say. As a fat guy, and I'm sure, Jim, you can understand too, there's nothing fun about a ill-placed comment towards somebody's weight. It's not cool. But
they're on TV.
They're on TV. That's understandable. I still, like, I'm not going to make fun of somebody for their weight in a malicious form. Just because
we do that all the time. We play the he's fat thing all the time after we talk about Nia Jax.
I don't mean malicious. That's not malicious. I'd fuck her.
Well, yeah, I would too. Right? But she is fat. The fact remains that she is fat.
I'm fat too. Well, yeah, so why? Right? So, like, I feel like I can say it because I'm fat. I know what fat looks like. You know what I mean?
It's like my girlfriend is brown, so I can make jokes about her race. Yeah. I do it all the time. Like it means like I can. That's how it is. I mean.
Right?
Fucking deal with it. No, I just thought it was like nothing. And he apologized, which, then, you know, he kind of had to.
Well, situation. But then
I wouldn't.
For some reason, the apology was insincere.
Oh, it wasn't good enough for him.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, yeah, that's obviously a fake apology. He's like, oh, my God, man. Like,
yeah,
you guys. Oh, I wish you would all burn in a fiery pit of hell.
Do you remember when Omega was like, hey, I know everyone's pissed off about this, you know, pedophile in the pre-show. Like, I had no idea. And I'm sorry. And I'll be, you know, better about shit like that in the future. That's not good enough. What?
Right. Well, what's good enough? Am I supposed to?
You should have doubled down. I would have apologized. Because now what are you going to do, dude? You can't talk about it anymore. You can't talk about anyone's look. I was just happy all those cocksuckers don't listen to our show.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You're offended by him saying, like, I liked her better when she was lighter? Oh, my God.
Man, you know that triggered meme? The triggered meme would be millions of people across America just simultaneously getting high blood pressure. And stroking out, hopefully. So maybe bring them over to us. We could stroke them out and just wean out this movement altogether.
There you go. I just thought it was a fucking big waste of everyone's time.
Oh, it's a colossal waste of everybody's time. Completely. Yeah. You're correct on that.
Because that's why I didn't get involved. I pretty much made like one comment on the situation. That was it.
Did you see the one person that thought it was a vindication to post a picture of his wife and start making fun of her?
Oh, great. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's like, oh, yeah, there you go. What a fucking hypocrite.
That's like we just talked about, right? Where I was trying to defend like jokes and rape jokes and shit. And, you know, that fucking broad said I need to maybe if I get raped, I would know better. They'll do any values, any justification. So this guy barely saying anything about this girl. You justify digging up pictures of his wife and putting them online and talking shit and stuff. Yeah. That's crazy. And
like being labeled at, because in my opinion, the label as a piece of shit is only towards literal pieces of shit. You know what I mean? Like you've got to be a fucking shitty person for me to claim that person's a piece of shit. And and for like all over the place, like Dave Meltzer's a piece of shit, right? And it's like he called a girl lighter. Like the fuck, man. Like what's a piece of shit to you? Holy.
And then too, of course, you know how these assholes go. you defend the guy. And it's like, oh, just stop sucking his cock or blah, blah. Like, remember when we've had to defend a lot of times on this show people we don't like. Remember that Adam fucking Lampy? Clown?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Powder, as he is now. Fucking. You're like, that guy, I hate that guy, but we had to defend him because he wasn't in the wrong. It's the same situation, dude. I'll defend who I think is right. It's nothing to do with Meltzer.
No, I like Meltzer. I like listening to Meltzer because I think he's very informative. Sometimes, yeah. Let's not all forget either the fact that Meltzer's aspy as fuck. You know what I mean?
He's aspy as fuck. No idea how
social
people in society work. Right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Like you can almost relate it to just somebody with Asperger's. You know what I mean? Like, there's no social cues. Travis went to go shake his hand at a wrestling show, and he gave him an upside down hand through a fucking clipboard to shake. Like, that's fucking aspy, dude.
Does he go to the clipboard to
show us? Oh, yeah, and, like, dude, he writes notes. Yes.
Why don't you just use your phone, man?
Because he's a fucking aspy dude. You know, like, it's just, that's not what he understands. Like, when he's apologizing, he's probably apologizing for real because, you know, like, he didn't know that this was a thing.
I think his apology is 100% genuine. Because,
I do, too.
You know, he could tell. Yeah, he had someone he knows or something. Some situation very close to him was like that. But anyway, it doesn't matter. The main point is, like, you see Seth Rollins and Tyler Breeze and all these other cunts get on. It's the week of your fucking second biggest show of the year. No one gives a fuck about it. And what are you doing? You're like, this is what you're pissing around with.
Yeah.
It's just funny, man. Like, this is the week of the second biggest show of the year for them. And all anyone's talking about is Royce versus Meltzer and Randy Orton's cock. That's it.
No, nobody's talking about Randy Orton's cock, though. That's the fucking thing.
Some people are talking about Randy Orton's cock. Yes,
but the Peyton Royce thing has completely taken the cake. And let's not all forget, on SmackDown, what's the fucking first thing they open with? The day before this whole backlash happens, you got Carmella out there.
Was it the day before?
I think so, yeah. It was Carmella out there saying that she's hotter than everybody else. My body's better than yours. And it's like, okay, so first you're going to go after a guy who says he doesn't like breast implants, essentially.
Yeah.
His own opinion. We're not allowed to have personal opinions anymore. Okay, cool. Well, Peyton Royce, your lips are too goddamn fucking big, but that's my own personal opinion. But, like, you know what I mean? But, like, your company can go and do a show for people that don't allow women to come. You don't allow, you know, just all this bullshit, and then you do all these stupid storylines, but that's fine because that's where I work. Okay.
Yeah.
Pick your hill to die on.
It's when it's convenient for you. There's no, like, it's not cool. It's not impressive of, like, oh, you're taking a stand at Meltzer. You know, it's like, here's a chance for guys who don't like him, which is a lot of them, you know, who, you know, he sits and talks on his show, especially WWE guys, who are shit and, you know, everything they're doing is lame and everything. So here's a chance to take a shot back at the guy. Oh, we fucking got him. I can finally, like, take a shot at him. It's whack, dude. It's
but fucking whack. But I'm done. For the people that are about to get triggered, I understand why you wouldn't want women to be shamed. Because in this society, you know, I mean, like, I'm not a woman. I don't care to be one. But I would imagine it is hard to, if you want to try to keep up that facade that you're the perfect American woman. But I mean, at what point in time? No, but just wait, because I was about to turn this around. Okay. But at what point in time should you clue into the fact that, oh, this American facade that I need to fit to is just unrealistic and should just be me? That is the Taller Fudge Nostradamus quote of the day. I predicted Brian Christopher hanging himself, so you can believe me.
You did. You fucking did. Yeah, no, you got to think, like, how thin-skinned are you, even if he did? If I was Peyton Royce and somebody sent that to me, I'm like, oh, he said this, I'd be like, you know, I would have fucking came up with an awesome heel, like, volley back at him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I would have went, oh, fuck me, man. Yeah. Fucking cunt. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have used that. You could have.
Yeah, just be like, oh, yeah, and Dave Meltzer just only wishes he can motorboat these. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
you know, or whatever. You could have said that you liked him better when he was fucking XYZ. I'm not going to write your shit for you, bitch. I got to do this show. So there was that.
Or like Dave Meltzer, you got shitty abs.
Yeah, exactly, right? Got gigantic biceps, that motherfucker.
Dude, he's fucking ripped. You know, used to always say in the show he's got better abs than Johnny Mundo. He used to be surprised. He'd go see Johnny Mundo live and be like, Brian, I got better abs than Johnny Mundo.
Fucking asshole.
Awesome. But you can say all you want about men's weight, though. That's fine.
Yeah.
You can call Kevin Owens fat. You can call Samoa Joe fat. You could do all that because they're men. They can handle. But poor old fragile women, they can't.
I mean, that's, you know, you were trying to like, I know what you were trying to do there, but actually in the end, it just ends up kind of being a fact. Really?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we can handle that shit and yeah, fucking no, they can.
It's true, though. It's true. Yeah. It's true. I agree.
It ends up being true in the end. Fuck it. It just made me happy that we fly under the radar. You know, like we've got our people who, like we've got our listeners and we all like the same shit. We all like think the same stuff is funny. And, you know, it's going to happen though. Eventually someone's going to find it and it's just going to be on. So,
yeah, but we've weaned them out though. Like Dan from Philadelphia, he's never showing up again. In case you're out there, Dan, what's up, cunt too?
He didn't try to start a.
Jim, he tried to get me fired.
What if he quit and then came back and then now he's mad again? He called him a cunty poo. Motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers.
He was like triggered by the word cunt. Oh,
dude. Because
it said something to do with his mom's death. And it's like, I don't know why the doctor would have came out of the back and said the cunt's dead anyway. That's super offensive. Yeah.
On the other hand, he might have just called his mother a cunt before she died.
Oh.
He could have. You never know.
Enough of this cunt stuff. yeah, I mean, Randy Orton's dick. That old, see, again, somebody drug this up from like a Court Bauer show from like, why are you listening to a fucking Court Bauer from like 2013? Just a regular MLW show. Like, you could be listening to new podcasts like Suplex City Limits podcast.
Yeah, or the photo.
I don't know. And WWE's like, yeah, we'll take a fucking look at it. We'll get back to you.
Yeah, AKA go fuck yourself with SummerSlam week.
Yeah, piss off. It was great for him because it was like, that was the story for like 12 hours, right? It was like, they're going to look into Randy Orton's dick. This is going, oh, Randy Orton's dick. And then that happened and like, that dude was somewhere just smiling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what happens, right? I mean, if you get yourself rightfully or wrong in trouble, you know, like that Roseanne thing. If like 10 or 12 hours later, some other big thing would have happened, it would have just blown away. Things blow away. It's just like the angry mob gets to where they're going with their torches and their fucking pitchforks. And then they're like, someone shows up. Oh, this is going on over there. And they're like, ah, fuck it. We're going over there.
They're very easily distracted.
Yeah, you're like, glad those motherfuckers are gone.
Yes. If there's two traits of an SJW, it's easily distracted. And very bad at multitasking.
Man boobs.
And they've never had their dick touched either, as usually how it goes.
One time, it went to the clinic and the nurse had to touch it. It was awesome.
What's the group of people now that they're celibate by choice or something like that?
No, they're not. They're involuntarily celibate. Incels.
Incels, yes.
Yeah. I feel like I want to do classes for them. You know, I want to do like get incels together. Like, yeah, how to get laid. It's not hard. I'm a fat, ugly fuck, you know, with a giant beard and like tattoos on my head and shit. Like, I got laid all the time. There's no excuse, dude. Come on.
No, I never ever had trouble.
No. And these are dudes who are like, if you washed your hair and like, yeah, took off the Rick and Morty shirt and like, you know,
maybe put on a shirt with some buttons. Some pants other than sweatpants.
It's like, you know, you have to play the game, dude. These are dudes who don't, well, I should get laid even if I don't play the game. Well, you can't win if you don't play the game, bitch.
Yes.
That's all there is to it.
And if you want to win without playing the game, then you've got to pay money and then you're just an EA fan.
You play to win the game, as it were. Yes. All right, let's move on. Holy shit. Also in this week's dumb shit, Hulk Hogan fires back at wrestlers who didn't accept his apology.
Says they don't know what the wrestling brotherhood is all about.
Do you think he said brother again at the end?
The brotherhood? Yes, he did. The headline I read was in quotations, wrestling brotherhood. Like they
no wrestling brotherhood. They don't know about the wrestling brotherhood. Brother, do you think he had another one on there?
Oh, maybe brother.
Yeah, brother.
Brother, dude.
This guy is so. Well, listen up, dude. he's done nothing, as far as I can tell, in the last 3 years. Did you see pictures of him with black people? Did you see him doing anything or anything? He just went home like, oh, I'll just go sit at my mansion, dude, for 3 years and then come back. And when you're given a chance to apologize, instead of apologizing, you say, be careful. People might fucking record you. And I got screwed by that.
he might have went to like a Miami Heat basketball game.
Yeah.
That's probably about as close as he got.
It's like, dude, white people, as a fellow white person, let's let black people decide when they want to forgive people for using the N-word. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think it's up to them. It has nothing to do with you or how you feel or, well, I think we should have forgive him. You're not in a position to forgive him. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, and I don't think you just changed, dude. Do you really?
Yeah. At 60-something years, what old man at 65 years old have you seen change of stripes?
It's really weird. I have
never seen one.
I don't know. I listened to Coco Beware this week. Did you listen to this?
No.
Why it ended with Coco Beware?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's fucking crazy. Anyway, he loves Hulk Hogan, dude. Hulk Hogan, you know, fucking, to him, Hulk Hogan was cool to him. And I was going to bring that up. But then I was thinking like, oh, Coco Beware is kind of a simpleton. And maybe Hulk Hogan was playing that motherfucker the whole time, actually.
I mean, Coco Beware was lonely enough to have to travel with a bird.
Yeah.
So I'm
dude, there's
sure
an emotional moment on that show where he's talking about the bird. It's worth a listen.
I don't need to hear a grown man cry over a bird. I don't need to do that. There's other things I can listen to, I'm sure. Jim Cornette talking about how what did he say this week? The people that think that it's bad for Randy Orton to whip his dick out, they're just not hard enough to be in the wrestling business. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ, Jim. Yeah. Where do you live? Kentucky. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Well, in the 70s. He doesn't live in just Kentucky. He lives in like Kentucky 1978. Things are different over there.
Yes.
But yeah, this is just, what a dumb fuck, especially when this melts. He did like, oh, you know, I'm going to do this right after the Meltzer thing's cooling down. And dude, also, they just released an NWO teaser thing. Did you see that?
Yeah. I don't know what.
I imagine they're going to be at All In. Is that possible? Can they show up there and do the NWO shtick? I mean, I feel like they can do whatever the fuck they want. They do NWO on the indies.
Oh, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, and Hogan, I think they own the rights to the NWO name, don't they? Or they own parts of it, and they still get, they might be able to, actually.
Because they use it on the indies.
Yeah, they might, it's possible.
Yeah. You see they inducted Eric Cannon into the NWO?
Did they?
On an indie show, all of them were there. Even Bischoff. No, Hogan wasn't there, but I guess Bischoff and Hall and Nash. Yeah, pretty cool.
Wow.
But I don't know what they're doing. Are they going to come back and All In and do something to show up?
As much as we harp on old men, if there was ever a time to bring back the NWO, now in the indie scene is the time, where you've got the Bullet Club. They're so hot. The Young Bucks in association with the Bullet Club are so hot. People are going to see it because, I mean, people went to see fucking Kimbo Slice and Data 5000. Just two fucking hosses. Yeah, I did too. I don't watch MMA, but I was watching that one. You know what I mean?
Both,
so,
is Data 5000 dead too now? I think they're both dead now.
No. See, Kimbo Slice didn't die the night of the fight.
No.
Data 5000 did and came back. So he kind of died
again.
Motherfucker died three times.
Yo, man, I think he died again, man. Oh, no, I guess he's still alive.
Fucking hell.
He died in that ring a couple of ways, man. That was like the biggest piece of shit fight of all time. But I watched it with a couple people. I had friends over who were drinking beers. I was like, this is like the worst night of fights ever.
So depressing.
It had some other shitty fight on there too, like Shamrock or something. And
oh, was it Shamrock and Tito Ortiz or something like that?
I don't know. It had a fucked finish on an MMA show. Like, what? Get out of here with that.
Fucking Bellator.
Yep. What else we got in the news, really? Just Incredible is arrested.
Yes, for violating a protective order. I got no sympathy for Justin Credible, none whatsoever, because all the videos that have come out, I've heard them on other people's podcasts. It's one of those things where nothing sounds sincere, nothing sounds genuine, and he'll own up to things being his fault, but it's like that's just the way it is. Things are my fault. And it's like, why don't you try to change it?
Exactly.
Why don't you try to change it? Just, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it. Yeah. He started a podcast a couple weeks ago, and now that's on a hiatus because this. Yeah.
Like, who listens to some of these third-rate-ass podcasts?
I don't know.
To say that we're not a third-rate podcast. We're probably like a fourth-rate one. But, like, who gives a fuck what he has to say about anything? Like, who's a Justin Credible fan? I don't know. Not to be harsh, but, like, back in the day, I kind of liked him because he came out to Prong, Break Your Fingers, Break Your Neck or whatever.
Yeah.
Called Break Your Neck. But, yeah, I mean, really? Dude, like, wasn't he also the Man of War?
He was the Man of War. Yeah. He was also a second part of that X Factor, you know?
Yeah. He's just mostly a drug addict and a fucking weirdo.
That's mainly his gimmick. A drug addict that wrestled in jeans and a shirt. AKA Raven without the hair.
Oh, and the charisma.
Yes.
And the promo. And the in ring. And the one boot that's taller than the other boot. Deep cut right there. Did you hear that Jericho pitched a IC versus IC for SummerSlam? And they're like, yeah, we'll get back to you on that.
It never did. No. And you don't even have to, like all you're doing is acknowledging New Japan in title and name. You're not showcasing a New Japan wrestler. You're showcasing Chris Jericho and Seth Rollins. Why not?
The first question was like, who goes over? And he's like, it doesn't matter. Which, does it not matter? Would New Japan say, yeah, go over there as our IC champ and lose to Rollins? I don't know.
Yeah, they would, because that's how many, there's what, 100,000 subscribers in New Japan World? There's 3 million that could see him there.
These people, I think it would have worked out for WWE. I think they're crazy, because his plan was that Jericho attacks Rollins.
On Raw.
On Raw.
Yeah.
Imagine that shit. Like the new heel badass Jericho out of the crowd fucking attacks Rollins on Raw with the fucking New Japan belt in his hand. Holy shit.
Yeah. No, I agree.
There's nothing on this show that I give a fuck about. There's no intrigue.
No.
Any intrigue there was even with the Heyman Reigns thing, gone.
Oh, yeah. Just they gone. Ruined that with pepper spray. Like, fuck.
What are you doing? Why did they do that? They could have had a little like, oh, maybe something will happen, and maybe, like, now it's like, nope, out the window.
There's only, just before we move away from that, because I might forget this, the only thing that I can forgive them for is if at the end that piece of paper said, sell it, it's only water. But then it doesn't make any sense why Brock Lesnar would come down and he would still sell while Brock beat shit out of him.
Wow, that's an in-depth thought right there. Shit. I thought that sucked. But yeah, that would have been a fucking great match. Would have been awesome on SummerSlam. Regardless, you could have had Rollins go over. But, you know, this is obviously an older idea because Rollins isn't even the champion anymore.
That's true. That is true. And who wants to see a Ziggler and a Jericho match? Not us.
Instead of the most over face on Raw being the IC champion, the deadest guy in the company is the IC champion. And he has a young new talent with potential just fucking standing around him.
Yeah, that's WWE.
It's just mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing how awful it is right now. I don't think that's like, I don't think that's fucking hyperbole either. It's just bad. So
I
fucking
think
bad.
The correlation is to be made in the downfall of the WWE and ROH selling out MSG. There's a correlation between the two, obviously.
Maybe. This just reminds me of 1995 WWE.
I agree.
It's just, there's nothing. There's no fucking, at least there, like, you know, Max Moon was entertaining, right? Max Moon came out and shot shit out. Like, there's nobody on Raw who's really as exciting as that guy.
No, no, not really.
He had a bright costume. He shot fire. I mean, remember that magic guy who did magic tricks in the ring? I mean, that's at least entertainment. What yeah. What is a Samoan in a fucking blackjack, like in a SWAT costume? What is that? I don't
know. I mean, he's
not as cool as Max Moon. I'm saying it right now.
He's obviously a dog.
Dude, I saw this. I retweeted it, too. WWE tweeted this thing out, and it's like Reigns getting out of a car. And it's so bad, he fucks it up. And it's like this 25-second thing, and he manages to just like... It really made me go, like, how is this guy the top guy in this company? I just don't see it, dude. I don't see it at all.
No, I agree. I agree.
He's but, handsome.
Oh, good-looking dude.
Is he more handsome than, like... some of these other guys, I don't fucking know. I mean, I don't have a vagina.
I'm not attracted to dudes, butt,
so I don't know.
I see. That's where we need to get a woman's perspective on the show. But then we've got to go through a screening and see if she's not one of those crazy women.
Dude, you know, one of the women, one of the fucking dudes that my chick thinks is like, she likes Baron Corbin. She's like, "Oh, Baron Corbin's hot." What? I'm not even fucking joking, man.
That boggles my mind.
Like, or Ambrose, a lot of chicks fucking love Ambrose. I don't get it.
I don't either. I really don't. He looks like, I've always said this. He, with his hair, well, he doesn't have his hair now, so it's not the same. With his hair in his face, he kind of looks like Dwight Yoakam.
I mean, yeah, he looks like a Dwight Yoakam or a bum.
And
like,
have if Dwight you Yoakam seen Dwight Yoakam in Panic Room? Woof.
Dwight Yoakam in Sling Blade is the fucking best. Get the fuck out. That includes cocksuckers and retards. Now get the fuck out.
Didn't we have that as a soundboard clip at one point in time?
I don't know. We should.
I think we did.
Get the fuck out would be great. Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Dwight Yoakam in fucking Sling Blade. As Doyle Hargrove is like one of my favorite performances in fucking film. It's like every second of it is just masterful.
Masterful. Jim.
Get anyhow. The fuck out, Randy, hey, you cunning son of a bitch. Go fucking practice, Randy.
I forgot we had that. We had that for
Rando, and he didn't show up.
Is that what happened?
I think so. Get the fuck out, right?
We are so off the rails. Talking about like a 25-year-old movie. If you haven't seen it, it's fucking awesome. Big Cass signs a full-time contract with Impact, with New Japan, with MLW, with Progress, Revolve? No, sir. With Championship Wrestling League out of Michigan.
Yeah. He's stupid enough to sign a contract.
Yeah. They've also got a new full-time commentator in Matt Stryker.
Oh, they're going after the big boys, eh?
I feel like with wrestling, like if you're an indie, like I don't know, like wouldn't you just book shows and try to be successful there? Like,
yes.
Why try to make that like next push? You're not gonna. There's like 100 companies in front of you.
There's no need to make that next push unless you've got, you know, you've went everywhere and the next logical place is the next push and you've got the padding and you know you got the money to do it.
Are you trying to be like number 20? Honestly, because yeah. I mean, look at all companies who are ahead of like a startup wrestling company like this. Or why are you deciding these guys? Ahead of them is MLW, WCWC, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. Evolve, Progress. I mean, dude, keep going. You got other ones?
There's so many. There's a million. Of them. Oh, God. There's too many of them. Like, you can even shine and shimmer.
Beyond, you know, Wrestling. Mean?
Beyond Black Label Pro. Fully Loaded Wrestling. MCW. ICW. JCW. CZW. Yeah. So many.
Did you say GCW?
GCW, that's the ones that does the Joey Janela's.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. Yeah. Good fucking Christ, man.
Did you see that show last night? Joey Janela lost in New York? I didn't either.
Was it on pay-per-view?
I think it was on Fight. But like, you know, yeah. our sites.
Yeah, I should check that out. Now, I don't know. I guess I was busy last night.
Oh, I didn't see it. I was busy too, but
such fucking joke. I was busy last night. When I think about it, like, I was just getting baked playing like fucking video games with my friends all night, actually.
Yeah, that's you know what? I got baked and I smoked some Uncle Andy again. That's where I first experienced Uncle Andy. You know, ate some supper, watched some TV, went to bed.
There you go. Also, if I'd have done anything, CMLL was streaming free yesterday with Okada.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He's in like a multi-man, six-man or eight-man, a 40 hombre match. I don't know what the fuck it is.
40 hombre.
Fuck the hombres.
40 friends.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. Anything else that you have news on? Oh, Matt Hardy is out. He's healing up, and he's shadowing producers.
Yes, so his hip is fusing. His pelvis is fusing. It's time for him to lace up the boots. And from the looks of Twitter, he's gearing up for it.
Be a good producer.
Yeah, of course. Look what he did with the Final Deletion and shit. Mm-hmm. He can produce. He's got ideas. He's smart, and he can figure things out. So. I think he's cool. He's cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool. You got anything else?
Enzo says he'll never wrestle again.
He has a date coming up, I think.
Well, that's his last one. I tweeted that,
and then someone's like, well, what about this? Like, oh, I don't know.
Undertaker's going to be at the 1,000th episode of SmackDown.
Cool.
Jarrett is suing Impact for their use the Global Force amped tapings. He wants three times the possible revenue.
So like $5 to $10.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then, last but not least.
I'll tell you what, Jeff, how about we'll go out, we'll buy a couple beers. We'll call it fucking even.
But Jim, there's one story that we've just at least got to touch before we go. And that's the death of Jim Neidhart.
I forgot. Who died?
Who? Jim? Jim Neidhart.
Yeah, who?
Oh, yeah. Oh, better known as Natty's dad.
No, he was also who? That was us. I'm sorry.
Oh, was he who?
I waited all week. From the second I heard, I was like, oh, that sucked. Jim Hart died. I'm like, oh, I could do like a Who's On First thing with fucking Tyler. That'd be cool. Because he played who? The masked wrestler who?
I don't even know who that is, honestly.
It's Jim Neidhart without a shirt in yellow fucking pants with a yellow mask, and he was who?
When was this?
I don't know. Probably 1995. Look it up, dude. Look it up.
It'll come up. I have no idea about this. Who? Wrestler. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's kind of a hard search, right?
Right. Oh,
but yeah.
First thing pops up, James Henry Neidhart. Now I got to find pictures of who.
It's kind of hard to find because it's hard to search for, right?
Oh, found him.
Yeah. Is he in a yellow mask with yellow pants and no shirt?
Yellow. It's a yellow mask. It's just like every luchador mask you've ever seen. Yellow mask with the red trims. And they're not showing lower body. Oh, he's wearing yellow tights, like yellow tighty whities.
Oh, really?
No, I thought he had pants. Okay. Oh, buddy, this is what a picture.
Yeah. But yeah, that's just like, I was waiting all week. I'm like, oh, it'll amuse me. But that was their whole idea. They're like, oh, it'll be funny because, like, on commentary, they're like, who? It's funny, Bill. Yeah, Jim Neidhart, man. He was, I fucking did like him on Total Divas and shit. I thought he was funny. He's like, kind of like the old, you know, I don't know. He's just like kind of a buffoon, you know, not to be insulting because. But he is. He just kind of out of it. You know, he's like, she's like, you can't just pour grease down the fucking drains. He's like, oh, didn't they let their house go to complete shambles?
Yes. Yes, I believe so.
I don't think I've ever seen that, but I was like, fucking crazy. Because I guess he was suffering from Alzheimer's.
Dementia.
Oh, dementia.
Yeah. I think it was dementia. Difference. I don't know if there's a difference either, to be completely
honest. I'm sure there is. And I'm sure somebody will inform us of it.
Bringing the boys back.
Fucking awesome. Yeah. What's his wife's name?
Who? Stu's?
Stu's wife. Yeah. Helen,
Helen? Yeah, I think so. Somebody pointed it out, and I still can't remember whether or not it's Helen or Martha. Martha Hart's the...
I think Martha's the daughter.
Yeah.
Stu and Helen. She doesn't want him to get back in promoting, but...
him
and the boys are getting bored up there.
We're in heaven. Everything's peachy. Can't lose money in peachiness, you know? Even the Hooers are prospering up here. In Calgary, the Hooers couldn't do shit. It was too cold 9 months out of the year. You know how hard it is to pick up Johns in a parka and skidoo pants?
Skidoo pants. Oh my god. But yeah, man, Jim Neidhart was awesome. I liked Jim Neidhart. I thought he was awesome.
Oh yeah, no, me too. His laugh was cool. I remember as a kid, the beard stroke thing got me, because I was a big fan of the Hart Foundation as a kid. Hart Foundation and the Rockers were my jam. But I remember being really enamored by his teaming with Owen Hart in the checkered pants and shit.
Was that him? I mean, I remember that with Coco Beware.
Oh, was it Jim Neidhart, Neidhart and Coco Beware? Or
no, Owen Hart and Coco Beware were like High Energy or something.
Jim Neidhart did it at some point in time because I had an action figure of it.
I think there was a new foundation too.
Oh, maybe that's what that is.
I have no idea. Yeah, he was crazy. He like held records and shot put. Super fucking strong guy, man. So yeah, he always seemed like a nice guy. It sucks. Only 63.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it is the new foundation.
Okay. They wore those pants though.
Like parachute MC Hammer pants. Oh, and the checkered racing jackets. Oh yeah,
because that's what he wore with fucking Coco and New Foundation.
Well, that was High Energy.
Not New Foundation, High Energy.
Yeah. So I guess when his bird died and he couldn't handle it no more and he had to tag out, Anvil tagged in.
That's exactly the same shit that they wore. Those fucking jackets and shit. Which I think is actually one of the earlier interracial teams, actually, in WWE, anyway.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, there wasn't a lot to think of one. Old WWF? There wasn't very many. I think that was the only one.
You could be very much well right. You really could.
Yeah, man. Somebody, what was it recently? Somebody's like, oh, a black guy, it happened, and they seem to forget, like, the Dudleys and, you know, High Energy and all these other ones, but...
I don't know.
Yeah, rest in power, Jim Neidhart.
Rest in power from one Jim to another.
Yeah, from one Jim to another. There you go. So, that's going to do it for the news. As you know, we have a Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame over on our Facebook page under the album section. Randomly put people in there, put their picture in there. It's pretty cool, actually, go through, and it's like 150 fucking people at this point, so... pretty cool. But we have another induction this week, and they actually are going to be here to take an induction speech, so this should be pretty good. But to induct Bob Caudle into the Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame, I want to welcome our very own Jared.
It is, without a doubt, my greatest honor to induct my good, close friend, Bob Caudle, into the Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame. Bob Caudle had a career spanning 30 years. Now, Bob wasn't always in the know. Bob was often easily confused by even the simplest of wrestling storylines. As a matter of fact, he thought that was the real RoboCop, and that RoboCop was, in fact, a documentary, not a fictional movie. Bob was an amazing, amazing friend, though. And Bob deserves the Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Caudle.
Oh, thank you, fans. My goodness, to be inducted
into the WWE Hall of Fame. Never thought this day would come. No, Bob. I'm what?
You're making yourself a huge embarrassing
I'm a huge... I'm embarrassing myself. Well, why?
It's the Suplex City Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay. It's Suplexing the City Hall of Fame. Boy, I tell you what, this is the greatest... a great achievement in my life, and I really, really appreciate, Jim and Tyler. Oh, this is a great, great night for me. I really appreciate the fact that they were willing to induct me. I know I'm just an old commentator, but boy, I love wrestling, and I can still remember calling Ric Flair versus Harley Race, Starrcade 83. Boy, that was fun. That was something. That was a moment, and I really, I hope all you fans can go back and appreciate that. I tell you that right now. Again, this is the greatest honor, and I just want to conclude, as I'm being wrapped up here, I just want to conclude this with Burbs. I'm still waiting for you, you little bitch. I will fight you anytime. No, Bob, stand task. Oh, sorry. Anyways, thanks again to Jim and Tyler for inducting me into their hall of their Suplexing the City's Hall of Fame. Boy, guys, this was something else. Thank you so much. I imagine my check is in the mail. Yeah? All right. Well, thanks again.
There you go. Bob Caudle, latest inductee into the Suplex City Limits Hall of Fame. I will say it, the greatest Hall of Fame, period, in wrestling. It's fucking better than any Hall of Fame. I'm just going to say it.
Come at us, bro.
Yeah, dude. What, come at me with your fucking Observer Hall of Fame, Meltzer. Fucking do it.
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks to Jared. You can follow him on Twitter, JaredPPVT2. You can also hear him on the Pay-Per-View Take 2 podcast right here on the Suplex City Limits channel with
You
with
almost me. Called it Suplexing the City, didn't you? You almost did it.
The motherfucker. The next episode of Pay-Per-View Take 2, In Your House for Great White North. It is picked by a listener, so it should be a pretty good time. I have no real idea offhand what that is. Is that the one? Anyone says In Your House, I'm like, is that the one with the fucking badass Japanese match between Sasuke?
Whenever it's as like in a Canadian form, like Great White North, it's like, is that that Canadian show? It's like, no, that's Calgary. That's Stampede. Canadian Stampede, right? Yeah.
Cocksucker. I was hoping that was going to get... It's pay-per-view take two, though. It's where we watch the worst, so I mean, why would I get to watch a good Japanese match?
If anybody ever asked you to rebook Canadian Stampede, spit in their face.
No.
There's four fucking matches. Four. Two of them are perfect.
No? Well, you can, if you want us to do it on Patreon. Hit the money mark tier. We'll do any show you fucking like.
Whatever they pay, I'll match it for you not to do it.
There you go. What's going down on the Federation side of things?
Fall Brawl released a couple days ago. Fall Brawl, WCW Clash of Champions 12, Fall Brawl Mountain Madness 1990.
Whose idea is that, dude?
I have no fucking idea. And then listening to the Black Scorpion say those various names, buddy.
God damn it.
It's something. I can guarantee you that. It's something.
Sting.
Remember Venice?
That's pretty good.
Venice Beach, 1986. You won't know my face. But it's whatever the fuck he said, man. What a fucking weirdo. Ole Anderson's on drugs.
Yeah, he's still alive too, isn't he?
Is he?
I think he is, dude.
What's he, petrified in wood?
I think he's still alive. I don't think he can walk or anything. But well,
he's gone crazy, right? He can't even think.
Well, I mean, when... To pinpoint when Ole Anderson went crazy is really difficult.
I think
he's always been crazy.
I mean, like, full-blown, like, mind's gone.
Yeah.
Is he? I don't know.
I think he is. I have no idea.
I'm looking right now.
But if you like this show, you definitely like the Federation. Check it out. MoFudge.com, everywhere else podcasts are found. An evergreen podcast as well, much like Pay-Per-View Take Two. You can listen to those suckers anytime. That's what we call in the business. We call evergreen content.
Evergreen.
If you will.
Turns out that he has multiple sclerosis.
How old is he?
He's born in, let's see here, how old are 75 years old.
Yeah.
His multiple sclerosis has gotten worse with decreased mobility and memory loss. He's also, and then in 2011, this is the last news on Wikipedia of Ole Anderson. 2011, it was announced that Anderson had been nursing broken ribs due to a fall he suffered earlier that day, as well as a broken arm. So
in 2011, Anderson was accused of yelling the N-word at some patrons at a local burger joint.
Is that true?
No, probably.
I mean, see it happen.
I mean, I remember multiple people saying he's a fucking racist and he would call you that shit to your face.
Wouldn't surprise me, man. I've heard, well, doing this whole gimmick, the Federation gimmick, it's pretty evident that Ole Anderson was a piece of shit.
Yeah. All right, from there, let's recap some of the shows this week. Let's talk about, starting with WWE. Let's do Raw and SmackDown together, because I didn't really give a shit about either of these shows, if I'm going to be honest with you.
Neither one of them really gave you a reason to care. They didn't advertise Brock for this show, so therefore nobody was waiting for anything to happen. And then all of a sudden he came, so they didn't build to that. So there was really build to nothing.
I hated that open with Rousey. Dude, she's talking about, she does this speech about dads as if she'd know anything about having a fucking she
who,
know whatever.
Who remembers anything after, before the age of 8? Come on. Because
very little experience having one. so fucking gross. But dude, she says, she calls them. When I heard this line, I no shit laughed for like 5 minutes straight. She calls them pillars of strength in a hostile world. What? Pillars of strength in a hostile world is one of the shittiest, most fucking hack-ass lines I've ever heard in my life. Oh my God. I just couldn't, dude.
It's pretty cringeworthy, I will admit. And I guess what she's saying that a father is one of your pillars of strength.
Yeah, I know.
In a hostile world.
Come on, man. And she's like, so rest in peace, whatever, Jim Neidhart. And then I'm going to have a match. Like, they didn't do a commercial. They didn't do anything. No. They buried his fucking tribute in the third hour. Like,
they did.
No one watches that hour. You know they don't. Suckers.
Yeah, it should have been two separate segments. It really should have.
Dude, very lame. Other than this, let me see. I always have to refresh myself as
this
we
is
go.
What I'm thinking, though. Poor old Tyson's probably got to live with what's her face now.
Oh, yeah, probably, huh?
Make you whatever imagine?
I don't know what her wife's name is.
Can't remember either.
She's fucking bizarre, too, though,
she
dude.
She is, though. She's a weird cat.
Yeah, for sure.
Stu fucking must have fucked up and cut the oxygen off a little bit there.
Something, dude. Yeah, it starts with the Bliss and Fox and Rousey and
garbageness, and then you get
Alicia
that
Fox,
whole match.
Even with tree branches in her hair, still less wooden than Ronda Rousey.
Not when the bat was around.
But yeah, I mean, I don't really have anything here, man. She called Ember Moon the She-Nom.
That's where have I heard that before? Isn't that? No, it's the Glamazon.
I have no idea. It was pretty much shitty, though.
Oh, you're fucking
Alicia
right.
Alicia Fox missed her, like, she's supposed to break up the pin, but, like, doesn't make it there. They're all like, okay, I guess kick out. I don't know. She barely touched it. She barely. Got
it. It was very atrocious. It was nothing to write home about. This whole match was horrible. And you went this whole time watching this match, and then by DQ.
Yeah. The bat flying over the railing was the most interesting part of this whole thing.
How about superstar Billy Graham talking smack about Ronda Rousey?
For once, I agree with him. I mean, he called her a bitch, which, you know, I mean, that's over the top. But he's just like, this sucks. And whatever, you know, I don't remember exactly what he said, but I remember thinking I agreed with most of it.
I will say this, that Ronda Rousey throwing around four guys, it's a little unbelievable.
He didn't complain about that.
Yes, he did. Didn't he? Yeah. He said she shouldn't be able to throw around those four guys. It was like, well,
I didn't see that in the part. I was the part I saw was all about really like the shitty attempt at tribute to Jim Heidenhart. And
well, he also said you can't forget that Ronda Rousey, the last time you seen her, she got punched in the face or something, like in UFC. It was like, well, I mean,
leave her boyfriend out of this.
It was like the same people that would cling on to, yeah, but she got her ass beat in UFC, so why is she in wrestling, are the people that are asking CM Punk to come back. It's like, you see the hypocrisy in that.
From that, Ziggler bought a hair straightener this week. He looks fucking like OG Triple H.
You're goddamn right. Evolution terrorizing. Is a mystery. That's what you should come out to.
Looks like terrorizing.
He just needs to get a nose job now, a big one.
A big one. Think anybody goes in to get nose jobs to get bigger ones? Does that ever happen?
I don't know. Some people go in to look like cats, so I'd assume so.
That's true. Corbin defeats Breeze again. It seems like that's been going forever.
What a fucking hard segue right there.
I just want to get through it. What else? Owens and Mahal defeated by Balor and Braun.
Absolute garbage.
Yeah. What is Braun Strowman? I mean, him and Owens is like such a fucking thing.
Well, because you know what's going to happen. Braun's not losing that fucking briefcase. You know he's not.
Where's none? Lashley defeats a jobber.
Yeah. That's exactly what he needed. Bobby Lashley debuted in night after WrestleMania, still beating jobbers.
Is that on the show? I mean, I don't have the card in front of me. Is Lashley and Elias a thing? Oh my god.
Is it?
Or the he'll sing and then Lashley?
Yeah, Lashley will come out, give him the Dominator, and that's the.
Yeah,
man.
You'll have
that's
to turn into fucking Raw tomorrow though. Yeah. Super match.
That's what everybody's going to tune in for.
Yeah, right. What else we have? B Team, Y versus Wyatt and Hardy in the Revival.
Yeah.
Oh man. It's the weird way they do it. So it's two teams at a time, and you can tag anybody. Why would you ever tag a different team in there if you didn't start in there?
Right.
It's so fucking stupid. Like at its core, it's stupid.
No, I agree. It's a flawed concept for a match. It's just as flawed as a reverse battle royal from TNA, where you had to throw your opponent and you had to get into the ring in order to throw people out.
God, dude. So they did a suplex off the top to the outside pile. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, kind of cool.
You take what you can get on this fucking show. Axel pins Wyatt. What a joke. Vince is entertained by this and fucking be damned. This is what we're gonna do.
See how the Revival used their heart attack and in the match, and Bulba Ray just loses his mind. It's like
loses his mind, like how mad or what?
He was, because they used that as a tribute to Jim Neidhart, right? Obviously, that's all it is. Mm-hmm. It's just a tribute. Bubba Ray was mad that they didn't win the match with it. It's like calling them idiots and chumps because they didn't. They use it as a transition move and not to win the match.
They don't win matches, so what exactly are they supposed to do?
Exactly. Not pay tribute?
I don't know what else those guys are supposed to do to get used. Their fucking tag matches are unbelievable.
Yeah. So, I mean,
maybe they should get fucking fat and get drunk on fucking planes and sing songs from Lion King. Remember that when Poe did that? We talked about it on the show. Got drunk and sang like Hakuna Matata or something on a fucking airplane loud and got kicked off the plane and shit.
Living the gimmick, brother. Living the gimmick.
I guess. Reigns is out. Booed fucking hard.
as he should.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't fucking care about this at all.
No.
Heyman called the Usos the future of the tag division. What tag division, dude?
Well, it's their tag division. It's the Usos and the Usos only. Because the penitentiary is due to tax cutoffs, they can't keep anybody in the penitentiary, so it's just the Usos.
He sprays the big dog with some flea spray, and you know,
and goes about his business.
I love it though. Lesnar out gives him an F5, and like, oh, that'll, you know, he's blinded. Brock beat him up. This is gonna be, you know, the crowd's gonna cheer for Reigns. What do they do after the F5? One more time.
Cue the Daft Punk. One more time. My mic is fucking up right now. It's swinging around. I can't get it to stay still.
Titus Worldwide with Rude to fucking defeat AOP and Raleigh when Rude pins Raleigh. I have no idea. Mojo roll your way off the fucking TV because it's the end of it for you.
We done. So.
Yeah. Anvil tribute, which is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. The video was good. The video was actually really good.
Yeah, but it's buried. It was buried at the fucking third hour. Can you open with that? Like, I don't know, man. And it's like his daughter and son-in-law both worked there. You know, like, what the fuck, man? Pretty shitty.
He was literally on a TV show produced by you last year.
Yeah. Ruby Riott defeats Sasha Banks with a roll-up. Yeah.
Woo. Big match.
And the end of the show. I mean, they're really pushing this Lesnar's the worst champion ever shit, man.
Yeah,
so weird.
Well, because they got no other thing to cling on to get you to boo him and cheer Roman.
What? But even being in that situation, how do you fucking get yourself in that situation? Oh,
that's something only the WWE can answer.
I mean, you have to go back and look at, like,
you can put New Japan.
Yeah.
Because he was the worst New Japan champion ever, too. He won it and didn't.
I mean, I understand why they did. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, it sucks. And it's like, dude, any surprise you were going to get, like they teased it earlier in the show. Oh, Rollins will have somebody at his side. But then Rollins comes out and they're like, it's like, instead of just being like a surprise thing, it's like, okay, so Dean Ambrose is coming out. In a couple of minutes here, he's going to be out, you know? There's no pop for it. Why wouldn't you do the beatdown where they beat him down and then Ambrose surprise fucking thing? Not that it would be a surprise, right? Because last week they had to put it in the show. They can't do anything right. They can't fucking do anything right.
It's true. It's true.
Dean Ambrose comes back fucking jacked.
Was that a horn I heard?
Yeah, it was a horn. Hey, fuck you, buddy. 5-star podcast. You know how it is. Ambrose is jacked. He got a haircut.
Yeah, he looks like Triple H. Like, Dolph Ziggler looks like Evolution Triple H. Dean Ambrose looks like today's Triple H.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're all trying to look like Uncle Hunter. Uncle Paul.
Yeah. People are already saying to... Oh, Ambrose going to turn on Rollins at SummerSlam. It's not going to happen.
They learned that lesson with Rollins.
Well, it's just not going to happen.
No.
Well, did they learn that lesson? No, the fuck no, they didn't. I mean, it would be dumb as fuck for them to do. So
it really would be.
I guess it's possible. You can't predict, you know, what they're going to do. So the good things on Raw. Ambrose came back.
The Smojo's promo was good.
Smojo's.
I mean, Paul Heyman's promo was good.
Yeah.
Like I liked what he said about like Roman Reigns' parents or is Alpha and Sika.
Was that this week? Oh, okay, yeah.
Right, and how he spoke
some Samoan?
Yeah. And then Roman Reigns tried to act surprised but did a horrible job at doing it. You know, like how did you hear that? You know, like he just looked like what did you say? I don't understand. I don't speak Samoan. That's the fucking reaction he had. Mm-hmm. Fucking loser.
I'm just trying to like do our pros and cons of Raw. So I think the only good things really is Ambrose's return. We didn't talk about anything else in there that I was like, this is awesome. or good or anything.
Cons of Raw would be the everlasting horrible tag division.
Just everything else, all right?
Yeah, pretty much.
The good is the Heyman and Ambrose is back, even though they bungled all of the Ambrose return. SmackDown.
The gay Greenfield, community.
South Carolina. Yeah, the gay community. Yeah, as you talked about earlier, the hypocrisy of the Carmella thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think she has a better body and better looking than them. Which is on what planet is that? Oh, maybe planet WWE, but I would take Becky Lynch any day over both of those other two.
Easily. I'd take Carmella over Charlotte.
Absolutely.
But I would take Becky. Now it looks because this is what we're going to get in trouble for, if anything, is my next comment right now. But Charlotte's new boobs, they look better.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they do. We're going to get in trouble. We fucking said we've been here for like almost 4 years saying whatever the fuck we want to say.
Our episode picture one time was Charlotte's picture with Byron Saxton over her lopsided nipples. If we didn't get in trouble for that.
No, because no one cares, dude. No one cares. As long as, like I said, no one would have cared about the Meltzer thing either if it wasn't for some fucking little pussy asshole. So, like, yeah, most time people don't care.
No.
Awesome. Say what the fuck we want to say.
Say what the fuck we want to say. Randy, get out.
Yeah, Carmella and Becky defeat DeVille and Mandy Rose.
Cool.
With Carmella on commentary. Didn't even watch it. Don't even care. Mandy Rose had like, her shorts are so fucking small at this point. Her pussy's going to fall out. We can hope.
We can dream. We all have
again, though, not a chick that I think is like, that's the one like, oh, she's the hottest chick on this show. And like,
She's rudimentary hot. She's that blonde chick you see everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not into it. I've seen a lot of hot ass blonde chicks. They're all the same. Like,
yeah, I'll take that hot ass redheaded chick.
Exactly. I think her name's dead. Don't forget also about that show, about Naomi on that show.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, wherever she's at.
Yeah, where you at? She's the same place the Usos are, man.
Yeah.
She must be the nurse at the Usos Penitentiary.
She's a female warden. Yeah. Miz is picked up for season 2. Go fuck yourself.
Yep.
Not going to watch that show. I mean, maybe some people do. I mean, more power to you, but I watch dumb
shit. More power to you.
Well, you can watch whatever you want. I watch all kinds of weird shows, man.
I suppose.
I mean, what do I watch that could be embarrassing? I watch shit like Top Chef.
I don't know. I watch a lot of YouTube videos. Mm, big fan of the YouTube of Bon Appetit Brad, Fermentation with Brad.
Oh, I really like that Hot Ones show on YouTube on that same channel.
Oh, yeah. 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 Have you ever watched the Brad one, though, where he everything he does is like fermentation?
No, I haven't.
No, it's pretty funny. I like it.
I'll check it out. I subscribe to the channel, so let's check it out.
I love the channel. It's great. See, here we go.
So, triple threat. They're called the triple threat. They're jobbers.
Wasn't that the name of Bam Bam Bigelow?
Yeah.
Shane Douglas. Yeah. Okay. And Chris Candido. Yeah.
Boy, he really showed. He really showed those guys. Took you 20 years to get a fucking one of them, but yeah.
Didn't they? And what just is the point of this?
Like, oh, they beat three guys. Like, the Bludgeon Brothers have been, dude, they were fucking dead on arrival.
They were dead 3 years ago, Jim.
Well, I know, but when they came back as the Bludgeon Brothers, it was just a stillbirth.
Yes. Yes. You know?
Just bad. And will they end it here? And the thing that's interesting, too, is maybe this is like these shows suck so much. The New Day are like as over as they've ever been. They've trailed off and now they seem like they're hot as fuck again.
I think it's mainly because of your lack of options. I really do.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Because I know that I'll watch the New Day segments, but in no way, shape, or form do I find them half as entertaining as I used to.
Yeah. And again, SmackDown 2 this week. SmackDown wins on Raw. Two good things. SmackDown had a few good things. They had the Miz and Bryan story shit. They did like three of them. I thought those were great.
The videos were really good. They were. The AJ Styles Samoa Joe back and forth at the end of the show was really good, where he brought up his wife and shit. And I thought that was fucking glorious.
Didn't like it.
No?
Didn't like it. I don't like this whole thing. I don't know. It's just like the whole his wife and kids thing. It just doesn't do anything for me. I don't like it.
No. I love it. I'm hoping Claire Lynch comes out of the woodworks. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, right. Oh, God. And it's the, oh, man. These fucking guys. Let me pull this up for you because I have it handy. Times that you could go watch Samoa Joe versus AJ Styles.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of times.
Ring of Honor War of the Wire in 2003, 2005 in PWG and TNA, TNA two times. 2006, you can see him in ROH and 1PW. 2007, they had two at TNA, 2009 TNA, 2010 TNA, 11. You get the fucking idea.
Oh, yes. But no,
they've had a zillion matches, and this one's not going to be better than half of those. So what's the point?
Well, the point is because you haven't seen the match in years. They haven't done it since. In WWE, that's still 5 years.
5 years.
Five years. You're
a lot of people didn't see it, I guess, there either.
There's a lot of people that I haven't seen half of those matches. You know what I mean? That's true. You talked about. Then at the same time, AJ Styles went to New Japan and became a completely better performer. He's head over heels better than he ever was in TNA because he's worked on his character since then. He's limited. He doesn't have to do all the flashy shit. He tells more of a story inside the ring. And Samoa Joe still beats the fuck out of people. Just now, he's not doing high flying stuff. He's just a grounded big guy. It's a different era, like different element to the match, in my opinion. That's what I'm trying to say.
Wouldn't that be a better fucking angle? Couldn't we do that angle?
Well, yeah.
Couldn't we do, like, we have fucking battled all over the fucking place, and, you know, you went to Japan, and you became the champion. Now you come here, and you're the champion, and, like, I'm going to fucking prove to you that I'm as good and better than you. You know what I'm saying?
That would be so much better.
Can we do that instead? Wouldn't that be better than, like, sincerely, Wendy Styles? Like, fuck, man. I don't know.
I agree. Samoa Joe could even bring up the fact that, you know, back then I was stupid. I was going out of my way to do dives and try to wow the crowd. But now I just want to stay. I just want to kick your ass. You know what I mean? I'm going to make you tap. I don't care about flashiness. I'm just going to murder you.
Yeah, but it proved to everybody that I'm as fucking, that I'm better than you, you know?
It would be much better.
We're
not booking, Jim. We're not booking.
And I didn't like, I thought of that on Monday, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to bring this to the, I just thought of that off the top of my fucking head.
Yeah.
God damn it.
No, we're anyway. Just riffing, Jim. That's what bright minds do. They riff and they come up with ideas.
Bright minds. anyway, dude, this next segment seriously pissed me off. Sanity and New Day. And before the match even started, I'm pissed. I'm like, because either way this goes is shit. New Day should not lose, obviously. And Sanity should not lose. So why are you even doing this? You shouldn't even be doing this.
The only thing Sanity should lose is Killian Dane's new One Piece.
You know somebody told him to fucking put that on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Chad no. fucking be without a shirt. Yeah, and that was part of why he was too. Awesome.
Yes. All that hair. That's why I liked him. Because he was
awesome because he was fucking fat, big motherfucker. Like, he looked awesome, dude. I maybe would have got rid of the, like, loincloth thing.
Well, yes.
But
don't need a fat
maybe
Tarzan.
Maybe put him in pants?
Yeah.
But I don't know, dude. It's just silly. But anyway, who does Big E pin at the end? Does he pin Alexander Wolf, the nobody of the group? No. He pins Dane.
Yeah, the one with all the upside.
I don't get it. I don't know why they did it. I don't know.
They don't get it, Jim. They don't. Yeah, obviously they don't. You know what I
why
mean?
Why is it that every single person, almost, except for maybe Owens, maybe we'll pull up a couple more as we go here. They take none of the shit that's been built up in NXT. They have all this fucking steam and they come in and they're like, we're gonna start every fucking group over from zero. Yeah. What's the point of that? The Revival, Sanity. I mean, you could go on and on of all the people they do that shit to.
Yeah, no.
Understand.
Tyler Breeze. You know, there's the list is endless.
I don't want to see New Day versus the Bludgeon Brothers. I want to see New Day versus Sanity 3-on-3 on a pay-per-view, you know, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just really, this really pissed me off.
I get it.
And Dane, which is foolish, because that guy is like, I mean, he doesn't, you know, he's foreign. He has an accent. I'm not going to ask you where he's from.
Scotland. No, no, he's the Belfast thing. He's Ireland.
There you go.
No, I tweeted out yesterday. I'm learning.
So that was silly. What else do we have?
We had
English defeated by Almas.
Yes, yes, that's nothing of a match in my opinion. I didn't really care for it.
It's on the kickoff. And did you? I forgot all about Shelton Benjamin. I totally forgot he even worked in this company.
He finds a way to stick around.
It's in the main event on SmackDown against Jeff Hardy.
Main event? That was too. Yeah. Wow.
I think I pointed that out last time they wrestled a couple weeks or months ago. That they actually wrestled back in the day, 10 years ago or something on SmackDown.
For probably like the IC title or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Nakamura is out and just gets laid out. Like, that's it. He doesn't do shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's your champion.
And then your Styles and Joe, which we disagree on. But, you know, I thought SmackDown was, I mean, I just by comparison, D is better, but.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
And we did. The only thing we disagree on is the angle itself, the what we like in the angle. We agree on everything else. We love everything sort of together, passionately. God.
And from there, I mean, and it, NXT, anything really? I mean, there wasn't much to talk
there
about.
There really wasn't. They fucking ruined that video. They, you know what I mean, dude, of Aleister Black by having every single NXT person there.
Thank you. Yes. That I thought the exact takeaway. Same thing. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. At first I was like, they're like, oh, you know, and they're these two people, like Gargano, and then who else was in there?
Undisputed Era. And then they show in the background how Lars Sullivan was walking in the background. That was okay.
Right there. Stop.
Yes.
Stop right fucking there. But like, also over here, it's like the whole fucking roster is back there. What is even happening?
No, you know what it was? It's like everybody was recording, and it's like, here's a video from the same time that somebody was recording. Here's another one. Oh, this is Velveteen Dream and his dog Pepe crying in the corner. Oh, over here, Nikki Cross is shaving her vagina. Like, fuck, man. Like,
dude, there was a fucking Wesley Blake sighting. Him and two other J Bros.
Dude, it was fucking Gunner and somebody else. Just it's the guys that wear black and beards. That's their name.
Their name is what?
The guys that wear black with beards. Wow. It's not their name.
Yeah.
It's just what I'm calling
Wesley them. Blake. It would have been fine if I thought the Sullivan thing, I was like, oh, this is cool. And then it just kept going.
Yeah.
And going. And
you know why the Sullivan part was cool? Because we've seen that video and didn't notice Sullivan. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's why that was cool. And they pointed that out to us, and we learned something and it added an element to it. But then when you just go back there, it's like, well, if it's anybody back here, you fucking Alfred Hitchcock, you are not, sir. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, tell a story.
I just couldn't believe it. It was like comical. I'm like, are they fucking joking with this? There you go. Really bad. Other than that, Street Profits defeat the Mighty. Yeah. Mighty try to get the tights and Profits get it. The Profits are supposed to be faces, I guess. Not to me.
I think they're only a face for a certain demographic. They're a face, and this is not going where, Tyler, you can't go there. That's not where it's going. It's going to college students. You know what I mean? Partiers.
In Mississippi, those guys are heels, right? I mean, in Alabama, those guys are getting fucking booed. I guarantee it. It's sad.
Yeah,
I don't like it at all. I don't like anything about it. Well, I like that Montez Ford guy is like,
he's athletic. Super
charismatic and shit.
Yeah, he looks good. If I'm allowed to say that these days,
he's got a failure attached to him.
Oh, you're goddamn right, buddy. Everybody invisible he has been
bolster
attached to.
And failure.
He has drugged down everybody else that he has ever been involved with. Jason Jordan, which, you know, he probably deserved to be dragged down, but there's a slew of other guys that he's
speaking
been
with. Jason Jordan, you know, that guy's been cleared for a long time.
And he's exactly where he should be.
Yeah, not on TV. They have no idea what to do.
Well, obviously you put him on SmackDown or where's Gable now? Raw or SmackDown? Raw? 205 Live? I don't fucking know.
I have no idea. Is he 205? If he is, he should be on that show. Fucking, at least you could see him wrestling.
Right, yeah. But I would imagine you put the American Alpha back together and at least try to save the tag division or something. Do something.
Yeah, Jordan was another one of those guys who was like, he just drugged down a bunch of people and he fucking finally was attached to Gable. And Gable is the only reason that team was fucking worth a shit.
Oh, yeah.
And then they end up giving him the shit anyway.
Yeah,
Gable's like, but I should be his son. I'm white, man.
Yeah.
Whatever. Sane defeated Aaliyah. I don't like her at all. She looks like fucking Snooki or something.
She looks dead in the eyes, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I did eyes. I know where we're going here.
Shayna Baszler.
Baron Corbin's sister.
Yeah. His kid's sister. Now, what were you going to say, though?
Oh, the one thing I did like about this match was Kairi Sane applying whatever the fuck that hold is. Well, first off, the stretch muffler. That was a great callback. I'm glad to see a stretch muffler, but yeah. I in no way, shape, or form believe that Kairi Sane can do that to Shayna Baszler. No way. It's not no way. She's too big. But
stretch muffler is when you gave a broad a b-hole out. Stretch her, muffler.
Make her fart.
Yeah, when you gave butts out. Anyway, I'm sorry.
But when she did whatever the fuck that submission hold was and propped herself up to look at Shayna Baszler, I thought that was cool. But when they cut to Shayna Baszler, the expression on her face was comical. She tried to look mean, but she looked aroused and crazed at the same time. I don't know.
Probably is. I don't know.
Her nipples were probably hard as fuck.
Haired. but yeah, I thought saying it too before that she did a couple of elbows while looking directly at Baszler. So,
you mean sitting up every time she did it?
Yeah.
I fucking hate that so much.
Dude, why did she do that?
I don't, because she's that same goof that did the backdrop for no goddamn reason. You know what I mean? Yeah. You remember
that video? Shitting on her for fucking.
Yeah, cause she, and you know how much it pains me to shit on a fellow Canadian?
Oh, yeah, she is
Canadian.
The
patriotic side of me is dying.
Did she train with, she didn't train with Lance, did she?
If she did, Lance wouldn't tell anybody. Because she sucks. Like, so
Aaliyah, no, never heard of her.
Never heard of her. I trained this chick named Noof, though.
Yeah, she's bad. And that's the thing, they've been paying her for fucking ever. Remember when she was on that Breaking Ground thing and she made Regal sit through her stupid entrance?
Yeah.
It's like, here's my idea. Dad, watch. I'm going to do my entrance. And he's just like, fuck, I need to get back on drugs, man. This sucks. What am I doing, dude? Like, I'm sitting here watching this chick looks like Snooki's retarded sister.
I can't remember.
On the fucking ramp.
I can't remember 85% of my WCW run and all my great matches, but this I'll remember till the day I die.
Which, in the fucking climate of things, will probably be untimely. Velveteen Dream, I thought, was awesome.
Yes.
On the show.
Yeah, EC3 was good, too. They're great together.
Dude, right? They could be a fucking tag team.
I agree completely. Yeah.
Why do we agree so much on this shit? Like, it's in the same, the little points that I'm like, that I think are good, like, you bring them up all the time. That's so weird.
That's serendipity, folks. That's when you know. That's when you know just, he's the one.
I thought that shit, I don't know if we talked about it, but last week, that like hanging out by the pool and shit, I thought these guys could be a tag team. I still think after this, they should have this match and then become a tag team.
I agree. You should have I'd say Velveteen Dream go over EC3. EC3 shakes his hand. They like each other and they fucking go.
Just for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Velveteen Dream turned like 23 this week.
That guy has such a bright future. You know, he's only 23. And this is what
maybe, though, like if they take him, if that guy debuted on the fucking roster of the top roster, he would be Fandango or Adam Rose or Tyler Breeze.
Let me preface it. He has the potential to be a star. Yeah.
Nothing against him, because I mean, like, no. It would just be Vince has no idea what to do and shits the bed on him. He is great. He's become one of my favorite guys. I remember when he first started him, like Patrick Clark. That fucking douchebag doing a fucking Prince gimmick. But dude, he's pulled me in, dude. I love the fucking
dream. I agree. The Aleister Black feud is really what did it. And that was what? That was was that Takeover Brooklyn? No. Takeover the Royal Rumble one? Maybe. I don't know.
No idea. And the Dream does not recall that is one of my favorite fucking gifts.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
But yeah, other than that, I mean, Bate and Strong, I thought was like a pretty good fucking match, actually.
Yeah, no, it was. It was a good match. Yeah, I mean, are they going to, they're going to run into a pickle one of these days where are these guys, you know, like why they're fighting so much now? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Every single week, it seems like we're seeing something to do with Bate or Mustache Mountain and Undisputed Era.
Yeah. Well, we'll get the tag match here tonight.
And hopefully that is it. You know what I mean? We don't need to see this again.
Mm. I thought it's been cool. I mean, I've enjoyed it. So I think it's going to be... I'm like, that's the thing. It couldn't be more hot and cold. Like, SummerSlam, don't give a shit. Don't care. But TakeOver, I am fucking jacked for. This is going to be an awesome show.
TakeOver has the ability to be one of the best WWE shows of all time.
Wow.
I completely agree. I think that for sure. Because look at the main event. The main event is going to be fantastic.
Let's talk about this preview of this show.
Yeah, we might as well.
They are, I guess they're taping it for next week's NXT, but Dunn versus Gibson for the UK Championship.
That's going to be good.
Should be good, right? I don't know what the order of this show is going to be.
No.
How do you start, man?
Let's just start. I'll continue on what I was saying. Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano. It's going to be an amazing match. There's nothing that night this weekend that's going to top that match. You've got. What match do you think is going to top it?
Oh, I don't know. Adam Cole Ricochet could be. Well, fucking
I was just
going
to say that match is going to be fantastic as well. You know what I mean? It has the ability to be a great match. Then you have Undisputed Era and Mustache Mountain. They had a Meltzer rated 5-star match a couple weeks ago on TV. They can do it again. And then the only two downsides you got, Velveteen Dream and EC3, probably not a good match, but it's going to be a spectacle. You know, you're going to enjoy it.
I think it'll be good. It won't be great.
Yes. Probably. Yeah. Yes. That's a better choice of words. And then Kairi Sane and Shayna Baszler. It's going to be a good match. It's not going to be a bad match. Yeah,
as much as I don't like Baszler, I think the styles here too will really work out. She can really beat the shit out of Sane.
Yes,
I would absolutely 100% put the belt on Sane here.
I would too.
Do you think she's going over? Or
I would hope so. I would like for my prediction to be Kairi Sane going over. I'm not 100% sold on it, but I do think Io Shirai winning the Mae Young Classic going on the face Kairi Sane is a great story.
Well, yeah,
you know what I mean? Kairi Sane is the one that took Io Shirai's spot in the WWE. It's such a good story. And now Io Shirai is here to take Kairi Sane's spot in the WWE. It's, to me, fantastic.
NXT might be smart enough to actually capitalize on that.
And I really hope they are. Because who the fuck wins your Mae Young Classic when Io Shirai is in it?
You know what I mean? That said, how many, like, can they keep just going with, like, fucking Japanese woman, Japanese woman, Japanese woman in NXT? Because they have done that for quite a fucking while now.
They have, but now by that we mean three. There's three of them.
You know, but for this company, it's a fucking lot. You know?
So I don't think it's too much myself. Well, I mean, we can do predictions. I don't have to make the graphic, right?
No.
Okay. I'm going to go. Okay, so let's start from the bottom. Velveteen Dream EC3.
Going Dream. Gotta go Dream
as well. Dream has lost so many. This is one he can win, and it won't hurt EC3 at all. Let's see. Undisputed Era, Mustache Mountain.
I think the Era is going to retain.
I agree with you. I would imagine the Era retains. Bobby Fish probably is soon to return, and they do the New Day shtick where three of them defend it.
Mm. Yep, I like it. There you go.
Adam Cole, Ricochet.
See, the thing that's fucked up about this, they're going to have to put some weird shit in there because offhand, I feel like three of these belts could change. I would change the women's Gargano and put. I don't. How does Ricochet not go over? Does he get fucked over by somebody?
I can see Ricochet getting fucked over. But I mean, fuck. Who knows? I wouldn't take the title off of Adam Cole yet, though.
Or what if you're looking to take the belts off Undisputed Era and Cole, both on the same show, and then they show up on fucking Raw or SmackDown to be wasted on Monday or Tuesday?
You know, you could be right. You could be right.
Did it just bum you out?
It does bum me out because there's one thing in the NXT that I dread right now, and that's seeing Adam Cole go to the main roster. Because Cole is small. He is so tiny. He's lighter. Vince is not going to do anything
body for shaming. Are you fucking height shaming him?
Go
dude?
On. Being the Elite calls him fat all the time. So fuck you.
He's fat.
Yeah. I've been really lacking on the soundboards today.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Then Uncle Andy fucking getting at you.
Oh, Uncle Andy, he touches you in all the right respect.
I don't know, man. I just it's hard to predict, man. I'm gonna go with Adam Cole retains. Ricochet gets fucked over somehow.
I agree. As a shame as it is that we're toting the SCL line here, all picking the same, but I agree.
Do you think they put Sane? I'm going with Sane.
I'm going with Sane as well.
What do you do here? I mean, you just put the belt on Ciampa. He's fucking killing it. But Gargano is also the biggest face in the on the fucking show too. So
it's a last man standing match. I feel when Gargano goes over, you should be able to have that image of him pinning him 1-2-3. For that title. I don't think you should taint that title by having, or that victory by having Gargano just beat him so that he can't stand. You know what I mean? I feel like Gargano I feel the story is going to go as Gargano goes in that he's going to do whatever he can to win this match. And when it comes down to having to do whatever he can, he won't do it. And that's when Tommaso Ciampa gets his upper hand. And Gargano beats him in a straight up match sometime.
Mm. I don't know, man. I don't know how much more of this I fucking want. I love the angle. Don't get me wrong, but like, I don't know, man. I felt like this is even a stretch at this point for me, but
You can tell they didn't want to do this yet because as Aleister Black was supposed to be in this match. They didn't want to have this match right now. That was probably going to be saved for Survivor Series weekend. But
I think this is better because I'm not a huge fan of three ways, especially the way that they do three ways. NXT is better than WWE, I guess, but
it is.
So there you go. I'm going to go Ciampa to retain.
I as well. Me, just we pick the exact same thing each time.
That's fine. We got Dream over EC3, Undisputed Era over Mustache Mountain, Cole over Ricochet, Sane over Baszler, Ciampa over Gargano. Flipping what? Just the women's belt.
Just the women's title.
There you go. I could see that Ricochet one go the other way too.
I could see Ricochet winning it as well. But that's the best thing about the takeover show is you can't, unless there's a viable guy that you know is going to be going up, you don't really know who's going to win.
You can't. Dude, they got to fuck him over if he loses. You got to put Ricochet over, or you have to fuck him over somehow, you know, moving him into his next feud. I mean, you can't just go out there and beat Ricochet right on this. I mean, I don't know. That'd be fucked.
I agree, but you know how the WWE loves to get their heat on the heels, right?
Oh, Lord. All right. So, it's going to be a great show. Looking forward to it. SummerSlam. Don't care about this show. Okay, what are your top... There's 13 matches on here. Like, what are your top couple that you're looking forward to?
Okay, so...
Are there any?
I do... Okay, let me preface this by... There's one match that I want to see as a match pertains, and that's AJ Styles Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
The rest of the matches are for other reasons. Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, I want to see because of the crowd. I want to know what the crowd does. Alexa Bliss and Ronda Rousey, I want to see because I might be in the minority. I like Ronda Rousey. Whatever. Fuck it. And Alexa Bliss is easy on the eyes, so I'll take it any day.
Yeah.
And then I don't want to see Ziggler Rollins because we've seen that over and over and over again.
But and, dude, Dean Ambrose is going to be standing outside the ring.
Oh, man.
I love on that show. Why do they let that happen? It's like you run into those problems where, I mean, it's another wrestling show, but at the same point, it's like, how do you have a face GM or a face whatever the fuck he is and let like this shit happen forever? McIntyre get involved in matches and all this shit. They never do anything. So dumb.
Yeah, no. But to make a long story short, AJ Styles and Joe is the only thing I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
Because like, I mean, just... Miz and Daniel Bryan, sure, the story was good a year ago.
Yeah.
The story's not good now. They're just digging up footage from 10 years ago and a year ago and playing it to new music. That's the story they're telling. They're basically Disney retelling all their old classics that they stole from expired patents. So,
dude, that baby segment 2 weeks ago or whatever the fuck it is,
where Daniel Bryan is going to punch Miz with the baby in his hand, you mean?
And the crying babies on the screen and shit, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that. Yeah.
That's fucking awful. I killed this shit dead. And then, too, the attack last week was dumb.
Yeah. Just yeah. Dumb. What set was he on? Set of a reality show. That should be his house.
I mean, just looking at some of these, I don't even care enough to really go through it, man. Are we shortchanging people? Are they going to be mad that we didn't like?
Okay. Let's see how fast we can go through SummerSlam, Jim. You ready?
Right. Yeah.
Wait, no. Let me get a stopwatch. I don't have a stopwatch.
I got one here. Okay. Hold on. I got it right here. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me when to go.
Go.
Rusev, Lana, Andrade, and Vega.
Andrade.
I'm going to go Rusev and Lana. Alexander and Gulak for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship.
Oh, Alexander.
Yes, I agree completely.
We'd also accept Who Gives a Fuck.
Yes, exactly. And for the subcategory of Who Gives a Fuck Again, the B Team versus the Revival.
Phil, B Team.
I'm going to go Revival because I just want to be different from you this time.
They win it on the pre-show? Come on.
Do you think they're going to have them win on the main roster?
They should put them on the B team and just move on like this shit never fucking happened.
Yeah, they should. The Budgeon Brothers, who, those guys, you know, Wyatt family guys, and the New Day.
I could see that. I mean, the Budgeon Brothers have failed, so I'm going to go New Day.
I would imagine the New Day win.
But
as
I bet they don't. I mean, you know.
I can see it. You could go either way, and you've got a 50-50 chance.
Sanity attack during the match? I could see that, too.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Mm.
Finn Balor, Constable Baron Corbin.
You know, that's what I'd actually do. I would book that Sanity comes out, gets involved, and some New Day pull out a win because of that. And then I'd go into Sanity versus New Day. Six-man tags for the belts.
That would be... That's an idea, Jim. That's an idea.
Anyway, sorry.
That's okay.
What else we
got?
We
could have our first six-man tag Hell in a Cell. Because Hell in a Cell is next month.
They're pretty good.
Take that. Nakamura, Jeff Hardy for U.S. title.
You got to go Nakamura here.
I agree. Daniel Bryan, Miz...
Oh man, I don't know. Will they fuck you? It depends how fuck you Vince wants to be on the day. It's Vince true. Could say fuck you and just put Miz over.
He could, but I mean, it would be a shame. Daniel Bryan has to win this match. Has to, right? You think? But he could go Miz. It's very true.
I'll go, go Daniel Bryan.
Yes. Carmella, Flair, and Becky Lynch.
Oh, God. They'll probably keep it on.
I'm going to say it. Carmella. They're going to keep it on Carmella for sure.
They're going to feud the feud Charlotte and Becky. They'll turn Becky heel, probably.
Yes, stupidest let's take move the most likable woman on the roster and turn her heel.
Dude, when you're predicting WWE shit, you gotta fucking go put your brain into bizarro world.
Oh yeah. Man. Oh, you gotta put on your McMahon.
What would be
hat.
The worst thing you could do here? That's what they're gonna do.
Not even you wouldn't even say that with TNA.
TNA's way better now.
Oh. This what week's impact was much better. Dolph Ziggler and Seth Rollins.
Ziggler retains.
I'm going to go with Rollins because of the return of Ambrose.
I'm going to go with Ziggler retains. Watch that one happen. All right.
Braun Strowman and Kevin Owens.
Oh, Strowman.
Me as well, Strowman.
I see a rumor for Owens versus who the fuck on the next pay-per-view?
I seen a rumor of Strowman and Roman.
Oh, really? I saw a rumor of Owens and somebody. I forget who now. Whatever. Going with Strowman.
Bliss and Rousey.
Rousey.
She has to win it going into Evolution. That's how you get the most.
That's the only thing I thought when Natty would be around, which she hasn't, so I doubt they're going to go that way, but maybe Natty like fucking turns on her or something. But
I can't see Natty being at SummerSlam.
Well, it's out the window now. Yeah. It's obviously out the window now. But I thought coming up to it, that's what they were going to do.
Yeah, I can see that. Styles and Joe.
Styles.
Styles for sure.
He's on they fucked it up. They shouldn't have put a champion on the game. They put him on the game. The game doesn't come out until October. I wonder if he'll still have the belt when the game comes out.
If yes, you think they would. Brock Lesnar.
I think that then immediately I think, oh, they could. They would be dumb enough to take it off him and then release a game with him holding it on the front. Lesnar and Reigns?
Yes. Well, I mean, this should be obvious. It has to be Roman Reigns.
You said that. We've said that shit before.
I know.
Wouldn't it be amazing if they just fucking Lesnar beats him again?
That would be something. Funny. Did you notice how much smaller Brock Lesnar is?
Mm-hmm.
Man, he looks so much better. He looks so much healthier. He doesn't look so red and sweaty.
He did look quite a bit smaller. You got to figure Reigns goes over. I don't know how they're going to do it. I always felt like, you know, Reigns goes over and then you cash in on him.
2 minutes. And beat him. I bet you it's 2 minutes. Brock Lesnar gets his ass handed.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say.
I've heard rumors, too, of a Rock return. How much I would not even be surprised if they bring Rock back and he's like, well, y'all put over my fucking cousin and Rock puts over Reigns. Watch it happen, dude. That could see that. Whether it's it wouldn't be for the belt, but I don't know. I just feel like they're going to do that anyway.
And get booed out of the building again.
Yeah. Awesome.
Fuck.
And that's, so I guess we'll go Reigns.
I'm going to go Reigns.
Yeah. Reigns must pose. And our timer, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, we'll call it.
It's not bad to go through a 13-match card.
Yeah. Well, I just don't care about it. I mean, and that's not even just trying to be a dick. I feel like their product sucks lately. Their shows suck. This is just, it's bloated with like, dude, why does Corbin and fucking Balor have to be on there? It's so stupid. It doesn't need to be on there.
No, I agree. I agree. There's a lot of matches that do not need to be on this show, but they somehow feel they need it.
Yeah, fuck it in the ass. Other than that, what else? Lucha Underground, I guess, happened this week.
Yeah, I mean, Lucha Underground was a show that came on.
I really enjoyed the show this week. Actually.
I did too. They continued the Rabbit Tribe gimmick. We had a Gift of the Gods match and a Trios title match. So it was, you know, there was nothing slouch about this show.
I really enjoy that. Early in the show, Antonio gets an invitation to Mundo and Taya's wedding.
Yes.
He's like, it'll never last. Yes. Like, throws it away.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And also, speaking of their wedding, Rick O'Shea, Pastor Rick O'Shea, or Father Rick O'Shea in the crowd. Yes,
that was like, because Prince Puma.
Yeah, genius, man. A black fucking priest called Rick O'Shea.
Just trolling everybody. They just knew. Yeah. They couldn't wait for this episode to come out.
Very good. What else you got? Cobra Moon in the office, want the rematch. Montanza kills Saltador.
Yeah.
What's going on with this? Because London is like happy every time he loses one of his guys.
Well, because he's obviously Killer Cross is getting him to do this.
Yeah.
And I would imagine this is going to lead to some sort of tag team between Killer Cross and Paul London, where Killer Cross would ultimately turn on Paul London, who will get sacrificed to Matanza as well.
I'm ready to see it, man. To see some Killer Cross shit.
Yeah. Here. And then that should lead to Killer Cross taking on Matanza.
Hmm. I just love, like, Matanza has always been like a, you know, an ass kicker, but he's so no nonsense ass kicker now. It's awesome. Yeah.
He gets to the ring as fast as he can. He finishes his match as fast as he can. He's just a monster.
It's awesome.
He's like somebody getting paid by the hour.
Yeah. The backstage shit they did was pretty good with the trios champions. Except Mac. Is there a worse, like, actor talker than the Mac?
No.
No, he is not. So bad.
Yeah. Rick. They keep showing that. Rick.
It's fucking awesome, man.
It needs to be a soundboard for every time we talk about Mac. This is perfect. Yeah.
Well, next week, Pentagon defends against Cage, a last man
or machine
standing. Yeah. Killshot defeated by Azteca Jr., which is, I thought was a pretty good match.
It was a pretty good match. It was in my tentative. If we had a top five, it would have been there.
How about the fucking, what should be Emmy nominated Drago and Aerostar on the rooftop, like fucking brothers saying goodbye sort of thing? It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, Drago's upset and he doesn't think he deserves to have a second chance. Yeah. Oh, they're unsure about their friendship, but all in the end is great because Aerostar forgives him, but Drago is still unsure of things as Aerostar flies away.
Oh, yeah, Drago flies away in like a ball of fucking flames and shit.
Yeah, sorry, it was Drago that flew away in a ball of flames.
Yeah, very good. We talked about the Trios Championship. Very good. Yes. Worth checking out. And just Cage is out for a promo. Pentagon immediately attacks. And they just brawl everywhere. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, all over the arena.
That's a build-up brawl. Like the way WWE constantly does the same fucking brawls. That's not cool. This was all over the place. It was awesome.
Yeah. No, they went up on top of the rooms and on the roof or whatever the fuck you call that. Yeah, it was good.
And dude, I can't tell you how excited I am about this. Mac... Next week, Mac versus Mill in a haunted house match. I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
But it sounds either. Fucking awesome.
And it's weird how this haunted house match is coming out in August. You know,
it's like, were they planning on it being around Halloween, maybe?
I think when we first heard the rumors, wasn't it supposed to be a later start than what we actually got? You know what I mean? We got an earlier July. Start. Maybe. Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. I really did like that line too at the end. Trick or treat, motherfucker.
Yeah. Really good shit. I'm excited to see what a haunted house match is.
Me too. Hopefully there's a lot of, hopefully there's a mirror that makes Mac look buff. You know what I mean?
He walks in front of it and makes it look all like strong. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Then he looks at himself in there and then fucking Killshot comes over, throws him into that mirror. Fucking great.
Yeah, I mean we're definitely going to Killshot and Mac eventually, so very cool. But other than that, do you get anything else? Did we talk about? I think we fucking had have a long show. We tried to do a quick show, and it didn't happen.
We did try to do a quick show. This one turned out to be 2 hours as well. Impact. Did you watch Impact this week?
I did. I watched the first match, and I guess the main event was good too. I didn't get to that, but
the main event was basically just a hammed up street fight that was post shot. You know what I mean? It was nothing. Just punches and kicks that were shot in weird angles.
It was like a filmed thing.
Yeah, yeah, it was filmed outside, like overlooking Toronto, I believe.
Well, that could be cool, huh?
It looked nice. You know what I mean? It looked nice, but the fact that each group had gang members with them, and neither gang member got involved. Like once the fight started, it was just the four of them.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, so that's stupid. But Phoenix and Sami Callihan was great. Let's see what else we had here.
What about your girl, man?
Oh, Scarlett Bordeaux, the smoke show. Baugh and KM were on that. That was fucking fantastic.
Really?
Yes.
I bet that could be.
Baugh, because all he says is Baugh, right? And KM is just getting all upset at the way Baugh is doing it. And they go into the smoke show room, and he's just like, Baugh. He's like, KM, or like whatever. Just calm down. They sit down, and Scarlett Bordeaux just starts talking about how she wants to, like, she likes men. And seduces Baugh and KM, and that's about it.
Yeah, it wouldn't take much. That brought a lot.
Yeah.
And if she does that pose that she did in whatever that company is, where she just like literally spreads her ass. It's like, hey, you want to see my asshole? Yes, I do.
Want to see my brown star?
Yeah. I would, actually. Thanks.
Yes, thank you for asking.
That chick's top end, man. She probably bleaches that fucker. That fucker's pink, man. I didn't know brown and that motherfucker. Got a bright fucking pink.
Yeah. Cornhole, that is not.
This week, somebody got in trouble for saying he liked a woman wrestler when she was lighter. And we're talking about a woman wrestler's asshole.
Hey, man. You know what? Anne Heche was liberated. She showed her asshole in the remake of Psycho. So come on, man.
It was great, everybody. We had fun doing this show over the last 3.5 years.
But unfortunately, we are being taken down.
It's a bummer that this will end up being the last one.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. Yeah. And I wish you all well in your future endeavors.
Pretty much. Do our Twitter shout outs, man. I've been talking about it. I feel like we have to stop this madness. I can't read out 40 names at the end of every episode. It just doesn't work. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't want to do it.
I don't want it.
It's weird. I think, I don't know. And then it's last week, I kind of teased, like, maybe we'll stop this. And someone was like, oh, and they weren't bitching, but they were like, rest in peace to Twitter shout outs. I don't know, but I guess that we have to do this batch, don't we?
Well, this is what I feel, Jim. Mm. How do those poor old Patreon guys feel that they pay money for a shout out?
I don't think anybody's like, well, this is going to be worth it for that shout out.
Don't like hearing their names said by Mr. Jim Vicious?
I mean, I don't think it's that. I think it's just like they would donate probably anyway, you know,
more than likely. Yeah, especially if they're not getting
it's not like it's just me like trying to like, hey, thanks for donating. You know, it's not like
I get you.
My thought about. Yeah, I don't know. We might have to move this around. But yeah, some of these weeks, like this, it's 40 this week, dude.
Hey, thanks all 40 of you, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. All right, let's fucking do it. Here we go. All right. Lucha Krusty, Bobby Blades, Justin Green, Adam Sharples, FSE Podcast, Dustin Gangle. Shout out to the Gangler. dude, that's what we call him. I know this guy in real life. He has a podcast. It is the Movies for the People podcast, so check them shits out. A boy, Bobby Anthem, much love to him. Did you see the fucking group of people coming together? Bobby did a voiceover for Lynx Kinetics Wrestling Company, Zealot Pro.
Yes.
Fucking awesome. I was like, he's like, check out this, you know, check out the trailer or whatever for our first event. And I'm like, that's Bobby Blaze. Or not Bobby Blaze. Sorry, Bobby Anthem. Two fucking Bobbies.
Yes, yes. I'm very excited for him.
Dude, if you need a problem, like seriously, if you need a fucking voiceover thing with like a badass sounding voice, dude. Hit him up, dude. Hit him up on Twitter at Bobby Anthem.
Oh, trust me, I'll be hitting up Bobby Anthem soon for a project that I got going on.
Ooh,
I'll be hitting up you too. I'll be hitting up you.
All right, I'm down. Sam Sean Leyland, THT Wrestling Podcast. Much love to them over there, Shaheen Boxman. Good dudes. Klondike Bill, Kayla Morganfield, Smack It Down Podcast, hosted by Viva La JD. Lee Unwin, Lance Levine, from our friends over at Shooting the Shiznit Podcast. Check them out. The Other White Mike, Dom Homie, AC Patty, JC Sterling, Christian and Damon's Amazing Nerd Show, The Strap. Much love to Lynx and his wife and co-host, Sarah. There you go. Balls Deep Network, Crumb, Beachwing 22, Chris Savage, Gabriel Ruiz. I feel like I should be rolling the R's in that Gabriel Ruiz. Evil Evan. Much love to Evil Evan. Maiko Tommaso. Shout out to you. Federation, of course.
Woo.
Fat Superman. Fat Superman. At Fathead Turtle. There you go. Burbs. Hopefully be back next week. EMZT Podcast Production. Well Kept It Unclean. Grammars. Eric Turner. Eric Turner. Cool ass dude. He's some of these people you really get to know, man, on Twitter. Like, shout out to the people who interact on Twitter. But Johnny Utah, LPH, Leo, and Jared. It's supposed to be 40. Is that really 40? I guess it is.
I don't know. I wasn't counting as you went.
You're supposed to count while I go.
Bitch.
No. Actually, that wasn't so bad. It's actually fun to go through and do that. Maybe we'll keep doing it. Whatever.
So far, the Twitter shoutouts are hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, tune in next week. So that's it, man. Do you have anything else to add? Are we forgetting anything?
I don't think we are forgetting anything. We've got in half an hour, apparently, before NXT starts.
No.
Apparently it starts an hour early.
What?
Apparently. I'm on Twitter now, and that's what Twitter is telling me. But Twitter lie, right?
They do a pre-show for this shit.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Maybe this poor old sop is doing a pre-show.
And it's not even, I don't think there's even fucking matches on their pre-shows. I don't know when it starts.
Probably not, no.
But yeah, I guess they, fucking, is Pat McAfee going to be on the pre-show again? That guy's awesome.
I hope so. I'll watch pre-shows if he's on there.
Wait a minute, dude. The pre-show is now streaming live?
See, I told you.
Yeah, 22 minutes ago. So that's sort of. So this show starts in like a half hour.
Good luck.
I don't know why it's starting an hour
to your our preview.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever. We didn't spend a lot of time on it. So
no.
And then it also just goes down as a way to see like how right we were.
Exactly. Because I am Nostradamus.
Yes, exactly. So that's going to do it for this week. We thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week to recap all this shit. SummerSlam, TakeOver, Raw after SummerSlam, maybe some debuts. I don't know.
Oh, they got already got too many people. There's going to be a slew of debuts that they don't have a goddamn clue what to do with.
Really? You think so?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's SummerSlam.
I think they always have before, haven't they?
Yeah.
Oh, God, the Undisputed Era, maybe. Oof.
It's very possible. Very possible.
Lord help him.
Lord help him is indeed.
We'll be back to recap that and everything else going on in the week in wrestling. So until then, as always, may you get all the dick and the pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you. And be excellent to each other. See you next week.
Only a man.